It's 8:36 here on KRDO's Morning News, KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. And you heard the song that means it's Jobs Wednesday. And we all like thinking about jobs. And joining us in the studio, Tracy Marquez, CEO and Executive Director of the Pikes Peak Workforce Center, and Becca Tan, who's the Communications Manager. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you.
Good morning. Did I say your last name right?
You did. Great job. First time, too.
I know. Nailed it.
Very impressive.
I feel a sense of accomplishment.
It's a good day. Happy Wednesday, right?
I know. And you know what else can make people happy is getting the right job. And right about this time is when we're thinking, if you have kids who are teenagers or college students and, you know, summer vacations right around the corner, how do they get a job? So you have an idea.
We sure
do. Right. Next week on next Thursday, the 12th at the Southeast YMCA is our young adult job fair. That's young adult ages 16 to 24. And all the employers that are attending right now are all interested in hiring the young adults. So there's specific age brackets that employers state that they're willing to hire, whether it's 16 to 18, 18 and over, or 21 and older. But we have a wide variety of employers, everyone from the Broadmoor to Big Air Jumpers. We also have some seasonal hiring with Parks and Rec Department, both within the county and the city. So a lot of great opportunities for the young adults to come in. We prep them. We teach them how to do a 30-second elevator pitch. You know, we actually tell them to pull up your pants, take off your hat, and really be able to meet and greet with potential employers.
Right. No midriff bearing shirts. That would be a no.
No. Not for a job fair.
Not for a job. They have to learn those, you know, job seeking skills early, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay. So again, the details are Thursday, March 12th, 2:30 to 5:30 at the Pikes Peak.
At the Southeast YMCA.
At the Southeast YMCA, excuse me. And so Southeast YMCA, do they need to come prepared with anything? Do they need to have a resume or anything?
Yes, they do. We really recommend that they come with a resume and print several, you know, numerous copies of that out, because they may speak to 10 different employers. There will be more than 40 employers there. And so if they want to bring a dozen resumes, that's great. And definitely, like we talked about, dress sharply. And like we said, employers all over, from healthcare to tourism and hospitality to some government jobs, et cetera. So there's quite a wide range of employers there.
You know, and it's not been too long since I met someone who was, she had gone through college and graduated. She was taking a job with, I believe it was a military contractor. She had been an intern back in high school. And so she had moved all the way through there. So these can potentially lead to your lifelong careers.
Yes, they can.
So in terms of the kinds of jobs that are available, not all the jobs will be requiring specific skills. But if you're a teenager or a young adult who's looking for one of these jobs, how do you like differentiate your skills when maybe the only thing you've done is gone to school?
You know, part of it is just having a courageous conversation with a future employer. The employers at our job fair, especially our young adult job fairs, they know that this may be their first time that they've ever met someone or interviewed with someone, you know, that professional handshake. So it's really a great opportunity for the young adults to really look at what skills you have. If you did babysitting, even if it was for your younger siblings, you showed responsibility, hopefully some leadership skills. Depending on what you've done in school, if you've been on student council or if you're an athlete, you're really able to juggle multiple loads and really be able to express what you've done and what you're interested in. Soft skills, being able to talk to people, showing up on time. Those are really some key points that any employer would be honored to be able to have.
Punctuality.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something a lot of people take for granted. But what we're seeing in talking to employers is that's what they're missing. They just need someone to show up. And this is a great opportunity for the young adults in our community to really get out there and get that first job that they need and start developing that work history.
What kind of wages are we talking about that these...
You know, minimum wage right now is $12 an hour. So really anywhere between $12 an hour, depending on the, you know, some of those government positions, you know, a lot higher wages. So there's really a lot of opportunity. And in the hospitality, there's also additional opportunity for tips, too. Mm. So you're, you know, it could be a big range.
It could be, I guess, an income producer.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. Exactly. Sustainable wages, as we like to say in the workforce world.
Join the taxpaying public.
That's right.
Yeah. You got to do it at some point. And so if you're a youngster or the parent of a youngster is listening out there, how do you help prepare them for the intimidation that might come with going into a room full of adults who are looking you up and down. How do you get
it? Doesn't hurt to practice.
Yeah.
Practice on your friends, practice with your parents if you're comfortable with that. Practice talking in the mirror. But seriously, it's just learning and remembering that they're just people. Mm-hmm. You know, so they're willing to talk to you. They have open jobs. It's not the end of the world. Just look at it as, okay, I'm going to go talk to one employer. Maybe pick an employer at first that you're not really interested in working for and practice. And then when you feel a little more confident, then you go to the next employer that you might be more interested in, and practice gains confidence so you get better at it.
And what a great opportunity to have all these employers under the same roof at the same time, because I remember when I was a kid getting my first job, going around and knocking on all these doors and asking to speak to, you know, a manager here, a manager there, having to come back because the manager wasn't in. So this puts the hiring decision makers all in one spot.
Exactly. And we do have little tables set up so that they can literally come practice their speech with us before they go talk to the employers.
Okay.
So we have significant staff at our Young Adult job fairs to really help the young adults walk through what's going to be very nerve-wracking. So we ask parents not to walk around with their children. Let us staff come and help them and give them that neutral perspective. And really what we'll do is we'll do warm handoff with employers. We'll sit there and ask, you know, an 18-year-old, what do you want to do? What are you interested in? And then we know the employers that are in the room that have those type of jobs. And so we will do a warm handoff for them to really kind of help alleviate any of the parents' anxieties, because we know that exists.
I am excited for you guys. Again, the date is Thursday, March 12th, 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. at the YMCA.
Yes, Southeast YMCA.
Southeast YMCA. Well, Tracy and Becca, thanks so much for coming in and talking to us about this exciting opportunity. I'm kind of thrilled to be meeting some of these new employees at the various places around town. Fantastic. Thanks so much. Our time right now is 8:43.